I have.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our call today. And we are here for one of our special bonuses through the Six Figure Biz Academy. And I've also invited some other folks as well, my private clients, and one of my other groups, the Elite Private Inner Circle. So this call is going to be recorded. So welcome to any of you that are listening to the recording. And I'm super excited about our topic today. This is, I think, something very unique and very much needed in terms of really having a great conversation around how to create amazing design using Canva. And I'm going to let Allie introduce herself in terms of like her background and all of that good stuff. But I do want to mention that I've known Allie, oh my gosh, how long has it been? Like, I don't know, at least a, seems like a good couple years, right?
It's definitely over a year now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I used Allie, I hired Allie to help me with many of the design elements for my brand, the Leslie Bytel coaching brand. And so Allie helped me kind of assimilate the color scheme and actually a lot of things in terms of the visual elements of the brand. And so I'm really excited to have her here today. She's amazing, so creative. And so Allie's going to share, she's going to go into more detail around all the great things she's going to share, but super excited because she's going to give us some of the detail that certainly someone like me could use in terms of, you know, being able to create some of my own stuff on Canva in particular. So Allie, why don't you share a little bit about, you know, your background, why you love doing the work that you're doing in terms of design, and then we'll jump into the content. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Great. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction, Leslie. As you guys know, I'm Allie. I am a graphic designer at Kiss Creative Co. It is my own graphic design business, and I started it to help small business owners launch their brands, get recognized online, and make money doing what they love. So I've had the pleasure of working with Leslie and dozens of other online business owners, many of them similar fields, lots of nutritionists, cookbook authors, etc. I absolutely love that line of work. And even though I'm a professional graphic designer, I believe that doesn't have to be hard. It should be easy. And you shouldn't feel like you're spending countless hours on your brands or getting lost in confusion. So if any of that relates to you, I'm here to help you navigate how to style your brand, how to do it on your own, without breaking the bank when it comes to investing on marketing and design. So if you don't mind, I actually do have a little keynote here that will help.
Yeah. I do have the ability to share, or do I need to?
I think I do here.
Okay, you know what? I'll make you a co-host, and that should do the trick.
Let's see if this works.
And I want to remind everyone that you should have received a handout. Did everyone get that PDF that we sent out? Let's see.
And if anyone didn't get it, I can absolutely provide a copy.
Yeah, what a beautiful handout. If that's any indication, right, of your abilities, like I was kind of blown away just by the handout.
Thank you. I created that handout completely in Canva. Everything that you see here today is going to be designed in Canva.
Seriously.
I'll show you just how easy it can
so
be.
So even you even are designing the slides in Canva?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So yes. I am going to listen up here because yeah, that is something that I know I can use help with is how to create amazing looking slides in Keynote. I've never done that. Has anyone, I'd love to get a little bit of, can you guys type in the chat? Like if you have ever, like, I'm just curious and I'm sure this will help Allie as well.
Absolutely.
How much do you guys know about Canva? Maybe type in the chat or just take yourself off of mute. Have you guys ever tried to create slides in Canva? Have you tried to create, you know, images that you can use on social media? Just kind of give us an idea as to what you've done. Ah, I love it. I have a Canva account. Yep. Oh, okay. You used it for your blogs. Okay, great. So Carrie has actually used it for a presentation and she has created handouts in Canva. Okay, awesome. I've never created handouts in Canva either, so this is going to be great.
That is awesome. I love that you guys already have a little bit of experience. Canva is super approachable for beginners and seasoned pros, so we can all meet in the middle
okay.
there.
Perfect. Now, Allie, are you able to see the comments?
I can't right now, only because I'm sharing my screen.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah, so just kind of scrolling through, it looks like we've got a huge mix from never used it to, you know, Britton's used it for her Instagram posts. Let's see, used it for presentations and handouts, use it for blogs. And then some people say not at all or not much.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's great. We are starting at a really beginner level today. So it's going to be really approachable if you've never touched Canva before, or if you really feel like you're experienced. I'm also going to throw some tips your way that I think they're kind of the sort of tips that I think I wish somebody would have told me this when I first started Canva. So I have a bunch of those for you at the end. Before I get into those, here's a little bit more about myself here. I told you guys a little bit already. I'm the owner and designer at Kiss Creative. I live in Philadelphia, so when I'm not designing brand graphics or working with my clients, I'm hanging out with my mom and my sisters, and I'm catching up on my Bachelor Nation Fantasy League. So if any Bachelor Nation fans out there, slide into my DMs. We can talk all about that afterwards. And I believe that branding can be easy, and Canva is my number one tool for beautiful, easy to DIY brand graphics. So without further ado, let's get started. If you guys have any questions along the way, drop them in the chat. I can't see them now, but I'm sure Leslie would be happy to share them with me.
Definitely.
Great. Getting started, the first question you might have is, what is Canva? And Canva is a free drag and drop design software. Unlike other design software on the market, such as Adobe, it is free. Adobe is about $50 a month. So it's a lot more approachable, like I said, for professionals and non-designers alike. And it can be used to make countless graphics, including keynotes, like the one that we are looking at now, Instagram graphics, ebook designs, opt-in graphics, website banners, event invites, Pinterest graphics, story icons like the ones you see here, and so much more. There's literally countless things you can make with Canva. And by the end of this presentation, you will feel equipped to tackle any one of these designs on your own, I promise you. And finally, Canva is free. So now you really have no excuses for bad graphics. I am going to show you how, and there's so many resources that Canva provides so you can better understand it, even if I'm not there. So here are some items that you are gonna be equipped with in your toolbox. You have access to a free Canva account. If you are attending this, you probably already got your printable shortcut cheat sheet. You can print that out. I recommend hanging on your wall if you're just getting started. It's a really quick way to reference quick, easy keyboard shortcuts that will make your design go by a lot faster. And then after this, if you really get into Canva and you decide you need some professional feedback, you can schedule a free 15-minute design review call with me. I'm offering that to all of you guys for attending with us today. And then you also have early access to a Facebook group if you would like to get any additional design reviews. So to get started, I'm going to give you guys a tour of Canva, starting with the homepage. You'll see a little something like this once you create your free account and you log in. And here is a better breakdown of everything you see here. It starts with this area called Create a Design. This is kind of going to be your jumping off point. But if you can't find any designs that you would like to work on here, they offer all different kinds, from Instagram stories to Facebook covers. If you can't find anything you like there, you can always try the search bar. Canva always has fun suggestions and quotes that it will throw your way. If you have Canva Pro, you can create documents with custom dimensions over here. All of your account info is going to be on the left hand side at the top. And then below your account info, you'll always be able to find your library of resources. Canva will equip you with their endless resource library. You will never get through it. Trust me, it's beautiful and amazing. And then you can also upload all of your own resources. It doesn't matter if you are a free Canva user or a pro user, you can upload your own files, which is great. And then if you ever run into help, Canva has a help support bar right down here. They have incredible customer support and awesome tutorial resources. So really, I encourage everyone to make use of those resources. And then all of your designs will be saved below that point. And then once you decide what kind of design you would like, you'll open up to this page. And like I said, Canva offers design types that are custom to industry standards. So if you're on Instagram, it has everything that you might need to create Instagram graphics. They're all perfectly sized out for you. I think the Instagram graphics are 800 by 800 pixels, so you don't have to worry about any measurements. You just select whatever kind of design you'd like to work on today. And then once you open it up, it actually gives you a plethora of incredible templates that you can get started with. And here is a little bit better breakdown. I know it's a lot to see at once here as well. But right after this slide, I'm actually going to launch Canva and we can walk through the tour together. If you guys have any questions, it'd be a perfect time. But this is what you'll see. And this right here is your workspace. You can use one of two different toolbars at the top. This is what I really want to break down for you guys, because the top toolbar is your document toolbar. So all of the functions there are related to your document and not necessarily the design itself, whereas the toolbar below it is item specific. So you will only see this toolbar come up when you have a current selection. And a current selection is whatever item, object, or element you currently have your mouse clicked on. That is your current selection. And this toolbar will pop up in direct relation to whatever that object is. So if it's not text, you might not see text styling functions, but you might see ways that you could change the color of a box or an object if that's what you have instead. So that toolbar will be changing depending on your selection. And I know it can be confusing if you're not a designer. Why are these toolbars changing? What happened to that thing I thought I literally just had my mouse on? So always remember to bring it back to your current selection if you're working there. And then there are some functions where you can add or delete pages or duplicate pages. And then finally, your library will always be directly on the left. So that's where you can access everything that Canva has in store for you and everything that you've uploaded to your account already. So I hope that wasn't too much to take in, but if it was, don't worry. I am opening Canva right now. And Leslie, I don't know how you feel about this, but I thought it might be fun if we could maybe design a worksheet together. I know Leslie deals a lot with nutritionists. I don't know how many of you guys are nutritionists, but I figured something like a menu plan or a free worksheet along those lines might be helpful.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think that'd be awesome. Everyone on this call is a registered dietitian.
That's great.
Yeah. So I think that would be, incredible to do like a worksheet.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, come to think of it. Yeah. So what pretty much everybody, all of my clients, as well as, you know, people in my group, such as the Six Figure Biz Academy, we're all at least striving towards having like a really cool freebie available or lead magnet on our websites. So I think that actually would be a great option to, you know, because one of the most common questions I get is, oh my gosh, okay, I'm going to do the content, but how do I make it look good? So if you're able to solve that, I think that would be incredible.
And it's so, if you are offering something like an opt-in or a lead magnet, it's so important that whatever that item is, it's attractive because that's your first impression. So it's kind of like your digital handshake for potential clients. So today we're going to make sure that all of your opt-ins are on point in Canva. All right, ladies, I don't know if there's any gentlemen here. I did see mostly ladies, but here we are. This is the screen that you'll see when you log into Canva. If you guys have any questions about what you're looking at, now is the time. Just pop those right into the chat box. But like I said, this is your library here. You can organize different folders if that's how you prefer to work. That is what I do. I am an organization freak. And then here's creative design. I want to click into it to show you guys more of the design types that Canva offers. So here you'll see Canva does offer prints as well. I've personally never gotten anything printed through Canva, but it's always an option. But they offer different social media templates here, everything from Facebook to Twitch to Google. All different types of documents. This is a really great place to go if you're trying to create something like an opt-in. Birthday cards, event invitations. I have actually created many an event invite in Canva for my clients because that's something that's really easy for them to edit and reproduce. Education, another great place to go if you're looking for a place to get started while creating opt-ins. Marketing. Everything from business cards to blog headers here. More event designs, and then some ads for Facebook, and then just some miscellaneous ads as well. So you see Canva is a wealth of resources here, and it's designed to make your life easier. But because we are doing the worksheet today, the opt-in, maybe a little menu plan action. I am going to start with, where did it go here? A worksheet. And I'm starting with the worksheet because my number one advice, if you're new to Canva, is to figure out what size design you'd like to work with. It's a Facebook banner or a letter document. And then to choose one of the templates that Canva offers. I recommend this because it will make your life so much easier. Suddenly, you don't have to worry about how you're going to structure your design, what the layout needs to look like, and you can really focus on the value that you're providing, which is your expertise, and putting that down on paper. So here are some of the templates that Canva offers for worksheets. And you can see a lot of them are designed more for school students, which clearly isn't our demographic, but that's totally fine because all of these can be customized. So just to prove to you how much they can be customized, I'm going to go with this template called Name That Polygon because it is so off-brand for me, but we're gonna completely turn that around. I like that it has these icons here because I want to show you guys some alignment tools on Canva. I think they are the least user-friendly as far as some of the other elements or the features that Canva offers. So I want to help you guys really get a hang of those alignment and position features here. And I think that it would be fun to have maybe plates or some objects to represent each mealtime on this worksheet, and then maybe have a space where clients can write under each meal icon what meal they had. So that's the design style that I think I'm going to go for right now. If you guys have any input based on what you would like to see, definitely let me know. We can design this together. That'd be super fun. So let me know if there's any colors, anything in particular that you would like to implement for your own business that you want to see me demo for you here, let me know. But for right now, I'm going to get started with this. And when I was creating the keynote and the shortcut worksheet, I decided to kind of combine elements of Leslie's brand and my brand to make a cohesive presentation for both of us. I'm going to piggybacking off of that style.
So one thing I was going to ask you, Allie, is, and this is maybe partially so I can review how to do this myself. So you've got, so Allie helped me create like all of my social banners, and she integrated like my color scheme within Canva. Could you show people like how, you know, how does that work? How do you retrieve a predetermined color scheme and integrate that into Canva designs?
Absolutely. So there are two different ways to go about this, and it depends on if you are a Canva free user or a Canva Pro user. Canva okay. Pro is about $12 a month, and with it, you will get what they call a brand kit. This brand kit allows you to upload all of your brand colors so that when you're designing something like this worksheet here, they automatically generate whenever you click into the color palettes. So here you can see I just selected this banner. I clicked on the color swatch to adjust that color. And right here you'll see I have Kiss Creative colors.
Okay. So
those are all of my brand colors, and I can quickly reference them because I have them uploaded in my brand kit. However, if you don't have Canva Pro, you might have to go a little bit of a roundabout method, which is totally fine. And it might depend on the assets that you already have for your brand. If you've worked with a professional graphic designer, there's a chance that they might have provided you with something called a brand standards guide. If you're not familiar with that term, totally okay. Just think if your graphic designer handed you off anything that had your whole color palette listed and all of the codes that you would need for each color. So if you have something like that, you can actually just take those codes and upload them right into Canva by clicking this plus mark and then entering the hex code right down there. Now, I also know a lot of people don't have professional graphic designers and they decide to do it on their own, and that's totally okay. I would go about finding out what that hex code is a variety of ways. You could probably take a screenshot of a color that you like and find a color picker online where you just upload that photo and it tells you what the code is. Or you could use a tool like Adobe Color, which I recommend to all of my clients. Adobe Color is a free website where you can pick colors and it provides you with codes for anything you would need. So you could always build out a brand palette on a hex code website like Adobe Color and then upload those codes into Canva. Does that help, Leslie? Hope you guys can see here.
Yeah, so for me personally, I have the professional level. So all of my brand colors are uploaded then. I think you uploaded those, right?
Yes, into yes. Okay. Absolutely, and that's another thing. If you don't want to upload themselves, you can always hire a graphic designer to do it for you too. That's what I did for Leslie, and I'm happy to do that for any clients who use Canva.
So just a quick review on how I access those colors. Can you just review that really quick? So once the hex codes are uploaded and everybody has their color palette for their brand, okay, it's just that little box. Gotcha. Okay.
But remember, whenever you're working on your workspace, this toolbar here is item specific. It's specific to whichever item you have selected. So right now, this color picker is only showing up because I have this object selected. If I selected something like text, this toolbar is going to change completely because now it's catering to a different selection that I have. So I always like to stress that and emphasize that, because if you're not a designer, it's so easy to click off and wonder like, oh my gosh, where did my selection just go? So I love to stress that and emphasize that. But yeah, at any point you could go through and upload your colors here. And something that I even recommend doing if you are a frequent Instagram user or a frequent Facebook story user and you want to use colors in your Facebook story or your Instagram story that are on brand, you could make a little document in Canva and just do, you can go over here in elements, this is your Canva library, and make five or six, however many colors are in your brand palette. You could just make squares and make a whole document of just squares of color. And then once you're doing something like making an Instagram story, you can download it onto your phone, swipe it up into your Instagram story, and then just use their watercolor color picker on Instagram stories to make sure that you're grabbing your brand colors. So Canva, you can really kind of use it to your advantage if you're trying to be strategic. I don't want to get too far off on a tangent though. So to get started with this worksheet, I am going to first, I have my template selected now, and before I even get into the content itself, I want to make sure that it matches the brand look and feel that I'm going for, which is collaboration between Leslie's brand and mine. And so first I'm going to go through and change all of the colors to our colors. So first I am selecting the banner up top, and I can show you guys now what it looks like when I go into another tab. I'm sorry, my computer is a little laggy here. But I can show you what it looks like when I go into another document to grab a color. So I'm going to go back to my Keynote file and pick up this navy blue color that I was using before. I'm pressing Command or Control C, which is copy. You can find that on that Canva shortcut worksheet. And then I'm going to go back into the worksheet that we're working on and select the banner element, drop into my color picker, and add this as a color on my artboard. And once it is there, it's added. I never have to go back and add it again for this specific document. As long as I'm working here and as long as there's an element that is this color on my artboard, this color is going to continue to show up in the color palettes here, if that makes sense. And this is our Canva library. So you can always browse through here. Like I said, the templates are at the top, but Canva provides their own photos. They provide all different kinds of design elements, frames, shapes that you could use. So if you weren't satisfied with this as a plain banner, you could add some artistic touches here. You might do that in a minute. You can add more text. Background color, to be honest with you, I don't use this one all that much. but you'll see why shortly here. And then this is where you can upload your own imagery. So eventually I will drop in a logo so you guys can see what that looks like. But now that the banner is navy blue, I'll make the footer navy blue to match as well. I'm gonna change the text to match the text that we were working with before. And the font that I was working with before is Monserrate. And something really cool about Canva is that they have partnered with Google Fonts. I have a minor obsession with Google Fonts. If you're not familiar, Google Fonts is a place where you can go to download completely free fonts, and they are already customized to be perfect for web, perfect for print. So it's the number one resource that I recommend for people who are looking for free fonts. They're a lot more friendly than fonts you might find someplace like defont.com, because they have partnered through Google and they've partnered with so many resources like Canva. If you use Squarespace, you can also have access to Google Fonts through their interface. So a lot of people use Google Fonts. Here we can find it's easy to find Montserrat. Fonts. This is one of my brand fonts, so it's really easy for me to reference time and time again. And now, one tip that I always like to share with people is in regards to aligning your text. I love to say always trust your own eye when it comes to aligning things up, because sometimes these softwares, they do lie to us a little bit. You might pick up an object and it looks like they've cropped it in really tightly, but they actually forgot a little space on the edge. And if you try to use some automatic align functions, it might take those edges into consideration. So if something looks a little off, don't be afraid to investigate and trust your eye. But one cool tip to make sure that text is always perfectly aligned across a page is to drag each edge of the text box to either edge of your artboard and then just to center there. You will get your text perfectly aligned every time that way. And I actually used that trick when I worked in print production before I owned my own business. So that's a little industry knowledge for you. And now I am going to change this paragraph text to my paragraph font, which is Open Sans. I just select that text. I search the font here, and it's really easy to find. And since we are not naming polygons today, I am going to change this wording to say plan your meals. Track your macros with this easy to follow meal guide. Something simple. And finally, I'm going to change everything that is black here to gray. Now, as you can see, I am selecting multiple objects. You can do that in Canva by holding down Shift. So it is totally possible to change multiple objects at once, and that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. I don't have any of our objects selected. I just have all the black elements, and I'm going to change it to this dark gray. This is also a little professional designer tip. If you ever notice, sometimes people use gray instead of black for body text. It's because it's a lot easier on the eye. Sometimes black on white is extremely stark and it can be more difficult to read for that reason. So oftentimes we go for a darker gray, just keep it a little easier on the eyes. So now we have all of our black elements changed to gray, and I'm gonna delete out these objects so we can add in some dinner plates. And this is easily my number one favorite thing about Canva, is all the resources that they have available. I didn't do any preliminary research to be like, I wonder if they have dinner plate illustrations. But I know Canva is great, so I'm really confident that they have something up their sleeve here, which they do. So I just went over to Elements, and I searched plates to see if they had any illustrations, any clip art, and here it is. I do have a Canva Pro account. If you have a Canva Pro account, you can toggle to see free artwork versus pro artwork just by clicking this button on or off here. I really like this first dinner plate that I found. So I'm gonna drop it into our artboard and resize it to fit the space here. Now that I have dropped it in, if I wanted to, I could click that element and change the colors. I could flip it so that the fork was on the right side instead of the left if I wanted to. Leaves our knife backwards, but you can see just how many different ways you could edit this document. Flip it vertical if you want. You could duplicate it to add it to the next five spots where we'll need a plate, a fork, and a knife, which is what we will do here. They also have options where you can change the transparency of an object. This is really cool. Say you have a photo background and you want to drop a box over it to put some text on, but you want to be able to see the picture through that text box a little bit. You could change the transparency and maybe have like a softer effect on your artwork. But for the purpose of this, we'll leave it at 100%. You could also add links to your document. This is really, really handy if you're building something like a PDF and you want to include a link. Some things that you might link to might be a sales page, a link to schedule a call if they have more questions, or a link to a affiliate page or another resource you might be providing. You could add those all into your document and export it with the links intact. So suddenly you have a really interactive opt-in, which I recommend. You can also lock elements. And I think that this is really important to go over because it's really helpful. Say for instance, I want to edit everything but this plate, fork, and knife. I would lock it and now suddenly I'm clicking around and I can't make changes to this. You'll see I can click into it to lock and unlock it, but it doesn't give me any options to change the styling up here. So a better example, I'm gonna unlock it. A better example might be when I was changing all of the body text to gray instead of black, I might decide I want this one box to be pink. I could lock it, and then suddenly when I selected all of the other elements, even if I hover over this pink box, it won't be accounted for in our selection. So if you ever notice, oh, my mouse keeps getting stuck on this one thing, I keep accidentally moving this one object, go in and lock it. You can unlock it whenever you're ready to play with it again. We'll unlock that guy and duplicate another plate and fork and knife. So one thing that I want to show you guys how to master today is the position tools, because this will make your life so much easier. I am going to askew some of these elements here. Let's see, to demonstrate. Make these boxes a little off. Change this pink box back to gray. So the number one thing that I notice as a red flag with non-designer graphics that I'm seeing in places like Pinterest or Instagram is a lack of consistency. That's my biggest concern when it comes to non-designers approaching DIY on their own. And I think that a lack of consistency can be attributed to a few things, but one thing that will definitely make your images look inconsistent is a clear lack of detail when it comes to spacing between objects. So if things are really nicely aligned all of the time, and you have consistent spaces between things, your designs are always going to look cleaner and they're always going to look more consistent. You have to know the rules to know how to break them. So even if you decide that you want a little bit more eccentric of a style and you don't always want to stick to the status quo in that way, learning it will help you to spot when it's attractive and when it's not. So I'm going to show you how to line up these three boxes in a really easy way. Typically, if you were approaching this on your own, you might click each box and drag them wherever you want them to go and look for these lines to pop up, these guides to pop up to show you that you are dragging and dropping it in alignment with everything else around it. But there is an easier and a faster way. Say, for instance, I want to make sure these three boxes are perfectly lined up just the way they were before. I could select all of the elements here as a row, and then I would click into position. And here you'll find all kinds of functions for aligning elements, spacing elements, and arranging elements on your artboard. Forward and backward will arrange elements in two layers. So if I wanted plan your meals to be in the back, I could click backwards and suddenly we can't see plan your meals because it's all the way in the back. It will arrange it layer by layer for you. And then say now we want these to be all perfectly aligned. The way that I would approach this on my own is first by choosing three items in a row, making sure that they're perfectly centered. Sometimes you might have to go in and edit the spaces and text boxes. Like I said, always trust your own eye because design software like this will account for white space. So when it comes to this text box here, it's gonna count the space on this side of four sides and all the space on this side of four sides as being a legitimate object in the scene. So what I would do, just to minimize that from happening, is expand this text box and then make sure that there is no space on either side before making adjustments. And now you can see it's not accounting for any space on either side of four sides. And won't take that into consideration to center all three elements. So these align elements tabs include top, left, middle, center, bottom, and right. These will align your elements. Top will align your elements to the top of whatever you have selected. Left will align it to the left of whatever you have selected, and vice versa. If you only have one object selected, align will align that object to the workspace. So if I only have this plate selected and I click center, it's aligning it to the center of the entire page. However, if I have all three of these elements selected, it's accounting for the way they're going to work together instead. So if I have all three of them selected, I hit center and it accounts for all three of them, but it doesn't align them to the middle of the page. I could still align them to the middle of the page as three elements if I wanted to, I would just at this point use the guides. So now I'm going to do the same thing for these guys. And you can see that our document here, I just tried to edit where it says five sides. But every time I try to click and drag five sides, it takes six sides with it as well. So to prevent that, we would ungroup it. And group and ungroup functions are something that are a little unfamiliar for the non-designer as well, but they exist up in that item specific toolbar. And you can use them to edit, you can use group and ungroup to edit multiple objects at once, or say for example, I decided these three objects are perfectly aligned. I want them to always be thought of as a group. Whenever I'm making design decisions, I could group them together, and now suddenly, if I'm selecting a box over here and the plate here, it will capture more than just the plate. It will capture the other items grouped with it. So group and ungroup is also on that cheat sheet that I gave you guys for shortcuts. It's really simple to get the hang of once you start to get it. But to avoid making any long edits, I'm just going to copy these and quickly drop them for this example. And now I'm going to do the same thing to each row where, each row where I centered it first vertically. And now I can center all the boxes or align them all to the bottom of each other. And now you can see all the boxes are aligned. And then to finally make sure all this spacing is even, I'm gonna group together each row as its own element. Now you can see these exist as three individual entities, and I can select all three, and I'm gonna go into position, and now I'm gonna use the space functions here. You can space vertically or horizontally. What these functions do is they just evenly space out your selection, so it's all perfectly proportionate. And once you get the hang of using group, ungroup, and position, it's going to be really easy for you to drop a bunch of elements and get them centered, sliced, and diced any way you want at your convenience. I did just notice here, though, that these were a little misaligned. That looks much better. I'm just going to bump these three text boxes up, delete the area below, because this is now perfect. Make sure it is perfectly aligned here. And then maybe instead of four sides, it will say meal one. Copy that text to the same here, meal two. It's really easy to copy and paste. Command or Control C and Command or Control V. Now you can see this text box isn't quite wide enough. It is a bit of an inconvenience with Canva that it doesn't always let you make the kind of edits that you would like to when things are very small. Like you can see here, I'm trying to pull it only horizontally and I have to make it a little bit bigger to have that option here. That's okay. Those are one of those things where when we're using a free design software, it is a trade-off. And then here, meal three, do the same thing. just be careful when you do something like this, where you're pulling boxes and editing the corners of things. It can change the size of text. You'll see the size of our text is 14 here. It's 14 here, but it's 13 here. So I'm just gonna change those all to keep them consistent and make them 14 points.
Hey, Ellie, we have a question that came in.
Absolutely.
Is the crown next to the font type on the pro? Wait, I'm not sure I understand the question. Is the crown next to the font type in the pro options?
It is. Anytime you see a crown, it's because it's only available to pro users.
Oh, got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so you'll see some of my fonts here have the crown. That is because I am a pro user, and then Upload a Font has a crown. If you are a pro user, you can upload your own fonts from something like Google Fonts if they're not available here, which is what I've done. But to keep things more generalized, I'm going to be using all free fonts today. I hope that helps. So now that I have these three meal icons all laid out, I can make three more to go right below them. Maybe six small meals a day for this imaginary client of ours. I just selected all three of those rows. I clicked duplicate, and now here they are. I don't think that we will need a section or a score for this design, so I'm just gonna delete those areas. Name and date probably works for the purpose of this tutorial. See, these text boxes are grouped as well, so I'm gonna ungroup them so I can work with those elements more independently. And deleting that gave me a little bit more space. Bump that up. Now we have our plates. They look adorable, but I'm trying to think about ways to make this a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. I'm going to actually change the boxes to be a lighter gray color, so that they are a bit more subtle on the page. And then maybe you decide that you want your text to be a bit more stylized, or you would like a few more accents to brighten things up. We are gonna go into elements here. And I am going to add a background to our meal titles. I'll change the bottom three there in just a moment. But what I'm thinking is that I want a ribbon under each meal, and I can't find that in shapes. So I'm gonna search it. Perfect. This ribbon is exactly what I was hoping for. It immediately dropped it into my scene. I'm changing the color to pink. And I might make it one long bar across the top. But now we can't see the text below it, so we do have to reposition this. I'm gonna send it all the way to the back so that our text sits on top. And now I think the text would look a lot better in white, so I'm gonna select all of the text at once by holding shift, but you can see that I selected all three text boxes and nothing popped up for me to change the color here. That just means we might not be able to edit more than one text box at once right now, so I'll click into each individual one. If you ever run into a roadblock, always know that there's usually many solutions to one problem when it comes to design software, and the solution that you're looking for is right around the corner. This help box is here if you need it. I duplicated that ribbon, and now I'm going to send it to the back again. Change the color of these three. Really so quick and easy to click into things and change them in Canva compared to other softwares that are available. And just keep this brief. I will switch it up to numbers so we don't have to make a lot of edits on the text box. But in the real world, I would definitely keep it a little consistent. So now we have a nice little space where clients can write in each one of their meals that they had, any macronutrient information. And one thing that I would recommend you always have on your opt-in is a URL to your website or a URL to whichever call to action you're referencing. So for me, it might just be a link to my website. You can make your text uppercase or lowercase. I have it currently all highlighted so you can see the changes that I'm making. You can change alignment. You can italicize it, bold it, or you can create a bulleted or a numbered list. You can also change the spacing here, lettering and line height. I definitely recommend playing with this if you're not familiar with these functions. You can create some really cool effects. 9 times out of 10, whenever I drop my logo, I always put some spaces between the letters. I think it makes it really nice and easy to read. So we'll do that. Space things out a little bit. Make it a little larger. And here you can see that I will actually turn this into an actual link. So my screen is a little bit shortened right now, so I can share my screen. But you'll see the link function is right here, enter link, drop in the website, and now that's a link that clients can actually click. So do you guys have any questions about anything that I showed you so far? If you see me looking around, it's because I think I live in like a security bunker and I have like a million monitors going.
Is there a certain font size that's the smallest you should use on a worksheet for people to be able to visibly see or clearly see?
That's a great question. I find that anything lower than 12 is going to start to be a little bit harder for people to read if they're hard of sight. Oftentimes, 12 is a pretty standard number for body text when it comes to that. But also you'll see 8 or 9 as a text size for newspapers. So if you've seen newspapers where the text is a lot smaller, that's probably around 8 or 9. Magazines where the text is a little bigger, that's about 12. Anyone else have any questions? Anything they wanna see me demo for our mock opt-in here? Leslie, anything I can show you, refresh you on? Awesome, then.
I think I'm good. I mean, the main thing is using the colors. You know, I could always use a little demo on how to create a keynote slide.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know, is that too big of a thing, or?
No, we can really, really quickly show you guys all about the keynotes. And if you wanted, Leslie, I am even happy to make a copy of this keynote that I have for you guys today and send you all a link that you can edit and play with. If this is familiar and comfortable for you, you can play with the design that I already made and just
great.
See what you can do.
Yeah, that'd be really helpful.
Awesome. Well, this is the keynote that I created. I'm just scrolling all the way to the end to show you guys how to add another slide here. So what I did when I created this keynote was I actually used one of Canva's templates, just like I recommended. And sometimes when you pick templates from Canva, I'll show you guys here, you'll see it says 1 out of 25 when you hover over. That means that there are 25 designs included in that set of templates, which is great because it gives you so much flexibility. And then I would just drop in a slide. Once a slide is dropped in, I add my brand colors and my brand fonts, and then I change and edit the content and add my own. So it's really simple. And then if you wanted to, after you have your design all mapped out, you just click here to present, and it even gives you a few options. So if I press present, you can do slide transition styles, do fade, it could be a little preview of what that looks like, tile, rise, you can have it autoplay, or look at your notes while you're presenting. One thing that I do like about Canva, though, is that a lot of their options are more streamlined, so you're not overwhelmed by options. You have just enough to make it customizable without swimming in all the options you have. So that's how I would go about it, and then you can download it or share it. So say, for instance, I wanted Leslie to come in and edit anything that she wants to change, I could click share and add her email address in here. And then from there, I can decide if she can just view it or if she can edit as well. If you didn't want to add somebody to the design by email address, you could also send them a direct link. You click here, copied, and now with this link, they can edit, view, or share the link as use of a template. If you do have Canva Pro, you can use your designs as templates, which is really great and really easy. But you have all these different options, and you could also download it as a PDF, a PNG, a JPEG, or an animation. That's only available to Canva Pro users as well.
So you can't download it as a keynote?
You can't download it as a keynote, but if you did download it, an alternative, if you didn't want to present through Canva, but you wanted to present through your computer, you could download it as a PDF and then open it up in Adobe Reader or some kind of PDF preview software, and they should also have functions where you can kind of go into more of a presentation mode on there as well.
Okay.
So, even if you don't, because I think Keynote is usually only available to Apple users as well. So if you're a PC user, you have those options too.
So a couple questions that came in. How many colors do you recommend for a brand?
Oh, that's a great question. Less is actually more when it comes to brand colors. You see a lot of people who use sometimes 4 or 5 colors. I'm guilty of that sometimes as well. But especially if you're just starting out, less is more. The name of the game is creating recognition, and people really only have so much room in their brains for new information. So even something like brand colors is brand information that they're going to be receiving from you right off the bat. So if you're just getting started, I would recommend maybe sticking to 2 or 3 brand colors. And then once you start to get familiar with how you present and how you show up as a brand, you might decide to add or subtract from there. But I would definitely recommend limiting at first if you can.
So also, how would you insert your own image or photograph into your pieces?
Oh, that is a perfect question. I will show you how to do that right now. I have a slide later all about PNGs versus JPEGs. I just want to remind you guys that PNGs do not support transparency. So say you're, for instance, you're trying to upload your logo and you don't want there to be any white background. You want the background to be knocked out. Oh, I'm sorry. You want the background to be completely knocked out. You have to upload it as a PNG with that background already unaccounted for. And I'll show you how to do that here. So say I want to add my KISS Creative logo to this document. I actually already upload it here if you have it on your PC. But I already have it in my folders under logos. And here you can see I've uploaded all of my logos as PNGs so that they are completely ready to go. This is what it would look like if I didn't have them uploaded. I would just select it from any one of these folders. But here they already are. I can click and it instantly drops it right into the frame here. I am going to kind of position it all the way to the back and then drop the transparency so it's just kind of a shadow in the background there. So you could use your logo in a really obvious way or a really subtle way if you'd like to. And you see here I also have, these are some screenshots that I uploaded, some professional photographs that I have done, things that I frequently use in my own marketing. And they're all uploaded right here. So it's really, really easy to upload stuff and to use it in your design. Anyone else have questions?
Yeah, so is Keynote the base you would use to make an ebook?
No, actually. I wouldn't use Keynote to make an ebook. I would definitely use Canva to make an ebook. They have templates here. However, as a professional graphic designer, I use InDesign to make ebooks. InDesign isn't available to everyone, but if you are looking to make an ebook, I would recommend InDesign if you have access to it as well. But ebooks are really awesome and easy to create in Canva. You could start as a letter page, a US letter page, or a worksheet, or any one of those that are sized at 8.5 by 11 would be really easy for anyone to print out on their computer at home. And one thing that I would recommend though is to create an ebook that is supposed to be read page by page instead of maybe something like a booklet, which open sandwich style. It's a lot harder to put together a booklet just to figure out how to order pages correctly if you're not a designer. Awesome. But I have just a few more slides for you guys here. Some tips that I want to share. I already told you my advice on getting started with a design is to select a template, add your brand colors, and then worry about the content. That is my recommendation.
Ellie, are you still there? All right. I think we might have lost Ellie. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Oh, she's still there. Oh, Ellie, are you back? Okay. I think she's logging in again.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Now, okay. So now we can hear you. We did not hear you for the last, I don't know, minute or two.
Okay, sorry about that. Little technical difficulty over here. Did you guys get the part where I said you can play with Canva? You get the green light. If you do decide to play with Canva, just make sure you make a copy of anything that's important to you before you edit it so you don't lose anything that's important to you. But yeah, you can't break it, so play. Here are some functions that will make you significantly better at Canva if you learn to master these first. So if you master your alignment tools, your arrangement tools, those are both under position, like I was showing you earlier. Lock and unlock, group and ungroup, and your crop tool, which I can jump in and show you a little bit for that too. If you master those five functions, the rest of Canva will be a breeze for you, I promise. So those are the top five. If you play with them, play with those. Here are some other tips for using Canva here. Sorry about that. Extend your bars from edge to edge beyond the artboard to ensure that you are fully covered. Extend your text box to each edge of the canvas and use center paragraph to center your text across the page perfectly every time. Just showed you earlier. Get familiar with those positioning tools, but always trust your own eye. Evenly spaced line visual elements create visual consistency. And then Canva automatically saves your files as you're working. So duplicate your artwork before you edit it to avoid any oops that you can't recover. And then make use of Canva's resources. There are so many tutorials that if you ever get stuck, you won't be stuck for long. And then another friendly reminder, JPEGs and PNGs, be careful about uploading logos. And then a final heads up that I have for you guys is about exporting multiple files. If you decide to download multiple files at once, it will compress those files into a zip folder. So just be prepared to unzip them. And then finally, a note about free versus pro. What do you really need? Honestly, I think that Canva free is worth $12 a month hand over fist. I pay $50 a month for Adobe, which is crazy by comparison. So I don't think anyone needs anything above the free version. However, it could be worth upgrading to pro if you find yourself using Canva daily or weekly. If you create the bulk of your branding and marketing materials on Canva, I would definitely recommend upgrading to pro. And if you think features like the brand kit would benefit you, having your brand colors easy to access, always there for you, that will become available if you go pro. Creating animations or GIFs, those features are only available for pro users. But again, you don't need pro. You can accomplish everything that you need to do on the free version. And then I have a couple other bonuses for you guys. In addition to the printable cheat sheet shortcut guide, I am offering the 15-minute sign review call. So anything that you design in Canva, I'm happy to check it out for you, support you, work one-on-one to perfect those designs. And then I'm also offering you guys 25% off of your first booking up to $100. So if you do try it on your own and you're like, I need a little extra help, maybe I don't want to do this at all, I am here. But before we wrap up, do you have any other questions about how you can use Canva to better your business? Do you guys feel more confident that you can create incredible graphics using Canva after this presentation?
Yeah, why don't you guys take yourself off of mute? We have a really intimate group. Okay, let's see.
I love that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Marsha, I'm seeing yes, I feel better. Okay, Do you guys feel like you can use this information to create your freebie, your lead magnet on your website?
I have been using it since April or May, messing around with it. And I learned a lot more and I feel more comfortable with what, because I felt like I was tugging at things and it wasn't simple. So this was very helpful.
Okay. Awesome. I'm so glad.
That's really good feedback. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I think this was super helpful. I certainly feel better myself and I, you know, certainly learned some things about Keynote that I think are going to be really helpful.
Oh, I'm so excited to see how you guys use everything that you've learned. Really, don't hesitate to book a call with me if you have any questions after this or any trouble that you run into. I would love to be able to support you and hold your hand, walk you through it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so very much for all of your great insight and information. And the handout was amazing, the tips, and your willingness to share your slide deck for us to play with.
Absolutely. I'll send all that information to you, Leslie, so you can pass it out. And you guys, I love to see what other people do with my design, so feel free to play as much as you'd like.
Okay, awesome. All right, I think we are set. I don't see any more questions coming in. So thanks to everyone who joined us and everyone listening to the recording. And a big shout out to Allie. Thanks again for your time and great insight, info. I think it's going to really be helpful. So
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. And I'll be seeing some of you again for another call that we have scheduled at 4:00 Central. So for those of you who can join us, that would be awesome. We're going to be talking copywriting. All right. So have a great rest of your day otherwise. And thanks again, Allie.
Thanks for having me, Leslie. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.